Hi, this is Emily Kwong, and I have on the phone with me Mike Eberhart. He is the Southeast Area Parks Superintendent, calling from Juneau. How are you doing this morning, Mike?
I'm doing great this morning.
Great. And Mike, we're going to talk a little bit about how the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation is going to solicit managers for some of Sitka's state parks. The organization has just released requests for proposals for those managers. Can you talk a little bit about what those are and how they're unique?
Right. This proposal is going out there. It's actually designed to be fairly open as far as what units or sum of units someone wishes to put in a proposal to operate.
And what are those units, just so folks know?
We have Castle Hill downtown. We have Halibut Point, and we have Old Sitka. And Old Sitka has two parts to it, the interpretive and trail section, and then the boat launch facility. And there's really no specific breakout of any of those. The issue, as everyone knows it, is that we don't have funding or will not have funding or staff for our operations in Sitka. They're being removed by the legislature as of July 1. So as of July 1, the division doesn't have any funding or staffing for operations in Sitka. So we're looking to find someone to fill our place over there. That's where this is an opening. We have talked with other governmental agencies, are still in talks with some governmental agencies about assisting us in this. We're going out now as well to the public. Hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks before July 1st, we'll come to some conclusion as to what's the best solution for maintaining the public use of these facilities in Sitka.
And just a bit of background on this. So you mentioned, this is has to very much to do with the legislature's decision to cut $500,000 in funding for the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation, and that amounted to $133,000 for Sitka. And how they decided to make that funding happen was to close the state management of the parks in Sitka and Valdez. So those are the two communities that are affected. And I'm wondering why, given that cut and the decision on the level of the Parks and Outdoor Recreation, you guys decided to go with an RFP public ask as the solution for ending management of the state parks.
Well, basically our options are either an RFP, another government agency doing it, or passive management, because the funding's not there. So I'm not going to have any staff. They're eliminating the position. So our employees will no longer exist in Sitka. And so we really, the best option is to have another government agency come in and say, we'll do that for you. The second best option is to have some other group, organization, entity come in and say, we'll do that for you. Obviously, when we go from a governmental agency can generate their own revenue as well through these units like we were doing through the RFP, we can then allow some other entity to generate revenue to subsidize their operations within these units to make it feasible for them to do that. But the basic idea is, rather than going to passive management, which means no toilets, no trash removal, basically just vacant state land that we're overseeing from afar with no active on-the-ground boots, which is what passive management would be, is, trying to get someone else to assist us with that. And anything above, putting plywood over the doors and locking the bathrooms is an improvement. So that's why, the request for proposals doesn't say you have to, must do it exactly the way we've done it. There's plenty of wiggle room in there for people to be creative.
Yeah, and as you said, this individual or organization or government entity will be allowed to collect any fees for they want to charge for daily parking, boat launching, shelter reservations, firewood sales. So who is your ideal candidate for management of these different areas. So let's just take Halibut Point Rec as our point of reference. Who would be the ideal candidate for that area, which is heavily used in Sitka?
Someone nice.
Yeah.
it's not a overly complex situation, you know, for renting shelters and posting signs and picking up trash. So it's pretty, you know, I don't see a lot of limitations. It's mostly going to be, you know, time and finances because...
Yeah, explain finances. What do you mean by that?
Well, we're certainly not, I mean, we don't have the money to pay someone to do this activity, which is normally, you know, when you go out for a proposal, you say, well, I'm going to give somebody $5,000 to, you know, build me a shelter or something. But in this situation, we're saying, we don't have any money. What do you think you can do for us? And so it really is, you know, the burden is upon the applicants to find a creative way to come back to us with options for, you know, them to make it work. I mean, if it's a private individual and they live in the house and use the office as a studio, then, you know, they can keep their expenses pretty low, and then the revenue from the shelters could, you know, pay their utility costs and garbage costs and things. So I think that the creativity there is going to be up to the individual. One thing I wanted to correct was, as far as the charging fees, we do have maximum fees that are set out in statute and regulation where we can't charge over that without doing a regulation change. They are fairly high, but a proponent could suggest that we change those, but for now they're at the limits that are set out within the RFP.
Do you anticipate the fees for some of these, for example, the boat launch or the picnic shelters at Halibut Point Rec will stay the same? Do you, if someone came forward and wanted to increase them by a lot, do you think you'd entertain that?
Probably not by a lot, but once again, the proposals coming in are going to be, you know, someone wanting to make money. So if they're, you know, a smart business person, they're not going to price themselves out of the market at either the launch ramp or the picnic shelter. So I'm really not anticipating, you know, anybody coming in and making it so that it's arduous to, you know, financially arduous to launch your boat or use a picnic shelter, because at that point, your numbers are going to go way down and you're not going to be financially feasible. So that'll be the interesting part, is to see when the business minds get in there, you know, what will the market bear for shelter fees.
And when is the, I know you said you wanted to have managers, contract managers in place by July 1st, because that is when the new budget goes into effect. That's when state funding gets pulled. So the RFPs are due June 24th. And how can people submit, and where can they see more information about how to apply for this?
So they need to have them submitted to the office in either here, Juneau, or in Anchorage offices. There's the, I guess on the RFP it says they can turn it at the Sitka District office as well. As long as they're to one of our three main offices by the 5 p.m. on the 24th, then that'll be considered legally received by us. They can get the application. The best place is go to the website at www.alaskastateparks.org, and there'll be a link there to that, and they can see that. And then if there's further questions, then they go to Jamie Walker, who is the lead administrative person on the division up in Anchorage.
Okay. And we'll put a link to the RFP on the KCAW website, so those of you who are listening who are interested in this can just go to our website and click on that link. The last thing I wanted to ask you is, where has this type of, is this precedented? Has this been done in other state parks in Alaska? And what is a successful scenario for you, and what is a not successful scenario when it comes to looking at the future of these parks?
So there's several successful RFPs around the state. Probably one of the more notable ones is up in Fairbanks, downtown Fairbanks, to Chena Rec area, that's a campground day use area managed by a private entity there. And they get along well with the community. They're doing well with the division, and they make improvements to the parks frequently. So it's working well, but that's in a high use scenario where they get, you know, they're able to generate a lot of revenue. So for us, looking at Sitka, the launch ramp is obviously a more of a revenue generator. The picnic shelters, I think, could be a very good revenue generator, especially if someone were to approach it from more of a business aspect. You know, we've never gone out and solicited or done special events or tried to attract people to Halibut Point. So I think the success story here would be someone coming in who has, you know, a real drive to, you know, get the picnic area active and do lots of events there and draw people to it. And because they love Sitka and love Halibut Point, or, you know, same thing at the launch ramp, that I think, you know, that's would be the best scenario, is because we have had situations in the state where, you know, we're trying to close down a campground, but somebody who lives nearby who really loves the facility steps up to the bat, and they don't get rich off it, but they, you know, perform a public service similar to us, and they make a fairly good living wage off of it.
Okay. Well, here's hoping perhaps some individuals step up to bat. Best of luck. And thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
You bet. Well, thank you.